brethren's real talk live, always expressing the real. Ain't no sugarcoating, that's not how he is. Only discussing topics that can help change your life or educate your mind to all new heights. And straight and light on entrepreneurs that's on the ride. This is brethren's real talk live, giving back is how we ride. For the people, for the community, for the society, for the voices, for the unknown issues that be going down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. When you hear this music, you know some real topics dropping down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. Time to tune in and unwind, yeah.
What's up with it? DFW Metroplex, surrounding cities, all the states, United States, and all the countries across the world. That's right. Brands Real Talk Live back again with another one. We're airing on Monday night tonight instead of Sunday due to the All-Star game. You know, wanted everyone to enjoy it. And it was a great show to see. Team LeBron won, of course. They donated money to some great causes. The Third Good Marshall College Fund. The other team was donating to the United Negro College Fund, and it was just a great experience. But we're here tonight on Monday. Got a absolute fire show. I have special guest speaker David Wise, also known as Flat Earth Dave, will be on the show tonight, as well as a very dope topic drop segment coming at you with me, featuring co-host Miss Pride. We're going to really give it to you once again. So stay tuned for that. Now let's get into these announcements. If you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, or music guest, or even if you have topics you would like to submit for us to discuss, simply email the show at brealtalklive@yahoo.com. You can also DM the show on Facebook at Real Talk Live DTX or on Instagram at BeRealTalkLive. You can also take advantage of our Radio Spot commercial service. We do 1 minute, 3 minute, and 5 minute increments. Prices vary depending on which one you pick. So if you like your business to have a commercial advertised on the show, you can do so by also contacting the show via email and social media. Also, any independent artists out there looking to double their royalties, you can simply take advantage of being a part of the Real Talk Radio playlist. Simply email your songs to brealtalklive@yahoo.com. It's a $10 submission fee. Those proceeds go towards my nonprofit, Brethren Blur Entities, in which we take care of the ignored and unanswered problems throughout the community, as well as providing a permanent plan to end homelessness with the initiative called Project Helping Hand. The Real Talk Radio playlist will be published every Wednesday when there's not an episode to be aired. So, not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday, Real Talk Radio, the first Real Talk Radio playlist will be published. So, if get your song submissions in while time is last. And also, if you would like to submit multiple songs, you can. The $10 submission fee is only one time, but if you are submitting one song and you already have a song on the playlist and you want to replace that song, then you don't have to pay the $10 submission fee again. But if you're replacing that song, then yes, you would have to pay another submission fee. But if you're adding another song to the playlist and keeping the one that you already have on there, that's fine. You will not have to pay the submission fee again. To keep up with updates concerning my nonprofit, Braylon Blair Entities, you can follow the nonprofit on Instagram at Braylon B-E-N-T, Facebook, Braylon Blair E-N-T. Ways you can support and donate are Cash App, $ Braylon Blair E-N-T, or you can hit the Support This Podcast button, and three monthly options will come up. You can choose one, which you can cancel at any time, and those monthly donations will go towards Braylon Blair Entities as well. Another way you can donate and support the causes that we have is also by PayPal. Just simply use the email BraylonBENT@yahoo.com. In the memos, you can specify whether it's a general donation or if you would like to directly donate to our plan to end homelessness permanently, which is called Project Helping Hand. So if you would like to donate to that cause directly, put in the memo when you donate that the proceeds, you would like the proceeds to go towards Project Helping Hand. And what Project Helping Hand is providing a full living center, medical center, job workforce area, and other essential needs that the homeless may need so they can get back into society and be a regular citizen of the city or their respective communities where they are from or once lived. We're trying to get them off the streets permanently. You know, no disrespect to what's already been done, you know, shelters and other little programs, but it's time to end it permanently. We want them back in society. We want them living again. We want them working again. We want their health needs taken care of and everything like that. The proposal will be published pretty soon, as well as the website. The website is almost ready. It should be ready by the end of this week. So, you know, y'all just keep it going, follow the updates, and we'll keep you posted here on Brands Real Talk Live. But as I said, you can follow the nonprofit on Instagram and Facebook, and I appreciate the support. Another nonprofit organization that Brands Real Talk Live supports is the South Oak Cliff High School's Band Booster Club, which supports the New Soul of the South Marching Band. To donate to this cause, you can simply do Cash App, $SOC Band. You can also follow them on Instagram at SOC New Soul of the South or Facebook New Soul of the South. And that's new as in N-U. Another nonprofit organization that Brothers Real Talk Live is associated with is Blind Lives Matter Foundation. That organization helps the visually impaired get back to normal living by teaching them how to cook and do necessary essential things while they're blind. If you would like to support this cause, you can simply go to the website, www.blindlivesmatterfoundation.org, where you can donate there and get all the information you need. You can also follow them on Instagram, which is at Blind Lives Matter Foundation, or on Facebook, Blind Lives Matter. We also support other fellow podcasters, real close friends of mine. You can check out fellow anchor podcasts, Them Damn Millennials. You can follow them on YouTube at TDM Productions or on Instagram at Them Damn Millennials. Or you can follow one of the hosts on Facebook at Bear Jackson to keep up with the show. Also, another good friend of mine has started his podcast called Off the Liquor. You can follow his podcast via YouTube at Emery Anderson III, or on Facebook at Emery Anderson III, or on Instagram, Emery Anderson III, but it will be with three lowercase i's so it can come up properly. We will be having him as a special guest pretty soon, so stay tuned for that episode. Moving on down the line, as you know, I am involved in other entities that I've created. My music production company and music label, Bludgeoning Productions, which we have a lot of new content coming up. Me as the artist, B-Sizzle the Realist, will be dropping his first album called The Realist Love. No date has been decided just yet, but once it is, we will get that information to you quickly. You can follow B-Sizzle the Realist on Facebook at BSizzleDTX and on Instagram at BSizzleDTX. Other Bludgeoner Productions artists, as well as co-host to Brothers Real Talk Live, Miss Pride, she will be releasing her first ever EP this year. So be on the lookout for that. You can follow her on Instagram at Miss Pride, the number one, or Facebook at Randy Richardson. Our newly acquired artist, DC, she will be releasing a single coming soon, as well as other projects after that this year. You can follow her on Facebook at Odicia Offered or on Instagram at The Real Odicia. the music label that my music production company officially engineers for, Thug Angel Entertainment, will also be releasing a lot of new content this year. Be on the lookout for their leading artist, Khali Da Don. He will be dropping a new album this year, as well as more new music videos. Their secondary CEO and rap artist, Solo Key, he will be dropping his first ever mixtape this year as well. And the leading R&B artist, he will be debuting his first ever single this year also. You can follow Thug Angel Entertainment on Facebook at TAE Music Label or on Instagram at Thug Angel ENT. Lastly, you can follow me, Braylon Blair, on Snapchat at BraylonBDTX. There, you can catch up with everything that I'm involved in, whether it's the talk show, whether it's Bludgeoner Productions, whether it's the nonprofit Braylon Blair Entities, or everything that I'm associated with. You can catch it all in one place, and that's on Snapchat at BraylonBDTX. Moving on to local news and sports. As you all know, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, will be lifting mask mandates this coming Wednesday on the 10th. A lot of businesses are kind of on the shelf about this. A lot of businesses are going to continue to utilize masks, which is a good idea. I totally agree with that assumption. I do not feel that the mandates need to be lifted. It was okay for him to open up things, you know, more wider than the percentages they were at, you know, like full capacity. I guess we could at least do that, but I still feel that mask and social distancing still need to be practiced. But I'm just letting everyone know, for those who didn't hear, that the mask mandates will be lifted starting this Wednesday on the 10th. So everybody just still be safe out there and maintain your social distance, continue to wash your hands and do accordingly until this virus is completely gone. Even though we have vaccines out and available and they're working vigorously to get everyone vaccinated, but until then, still be safe out there and be cautious. As previously mentioned, the All-Star game was this past Sunday on the 7th. They did everything all in one night, from the slam dunk, the three-point shootout, and the skills challenge, as well as the All-Star game itself, was all on one night. Took place in Atlanta. Our star player, Luka Doncic, from the Dallas Mavericks, was a part of it. This was his second All-Star game. And this was also his first time participating in the skills challenge. The Dallas Mavericks returned to action Wednesday against in-state rival, the San Antonio Spurs, at 7:30, March 10th. The Dallas Stars, they fell short in their game against the Predators yesterday by the score of 4-3. They resume action tomorrow at 7:30, beginning a two-game series against the Blackhawks. In Dallas Cowboys news, the deadline to either franchise tag or sign quarterback Dak Prescott to a long-term deal, the deadline is March 9th, which is tomorrow. So hopefully the deal can get done by today and we'll have good news and things will be rolling again. Now it's time for our special guest speaker, David West, aka Flat Earth Dave, starting now.
Going?
Oh, it's going good.
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
Braylon Blair.
Brendan?
Braylon.
Braylon.
Yes.
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Glad you could be on the show.
All right. Glad to be here. How long are we going for?
15 minutes.
Okay. And when does this air?
This coming Sunday.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into it. So what started your journey into becoming the Flat Earth expert you are today?
I was doing a conspiracy podcast looking into all sorts of deceptions, and people started sending me stuff like, hey, Dave, have you looked into Flat Earth? And like any smart person, I would just delete those emails. And when they kept coming, posts on social media, I would ban those people from our social media for being so stupid to ask me to
right.
do something so ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, makes sense. But then I was forced by an associate that I respect, and they said, Dave, you got to look into this. And I started looking in, I started doing some research, and she sent me a series of videos by Mark Sargent called Flat Earth Clues. And they basically asked a whole bunch of questions, like, hey, how the heck does this work on a spinning ball? And he expected that scientists would get back to him with, like, this is how it works, you know? And no scientists ever have gotten back to us on it.
Right.
So I started looking deeper and deeper, and basically I started testing it myself, you know, because you can't just trust what you find online. So I bought a super zoom camera, and I went to the water, and I figured out how far things were, and I looked at the globe map for curvature, and things that should be hundreds of feet below the curve are visible.
Yeah.
So there's no curvature.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No curvature, no ball.
Right.
That's just the beginning.
Yeah, I see, because, you know, they've been spewing at us that it's round, it's a globe, and it does all these different things, but with no curvature, that pretty much kills all that right there.
And we think that there's hundreds of proofs, like boats over the horizon, and sticks and shadows from Aristophanes, from ancient Greece, and sunsets over water, and seasons, and time zones. All of this stuff has been brainwashed into us that there's not another answer for them. And the flat earth answer is what makes more sense. When you look into seasons, mm-hmm. seasons make zero sense on the globe. They only work on flat earth. It's incredible. But real quick, when you Google flat earth, you end up at the Flat Earth Society. What is the Flat Earth Society? That is the government-run website of disinformation to make you laugh at Flat Earth and never look at it again. Flat Earth Society says that the Earth is rising at 9.8 meters per second. That's what causes gravity. No Flat Earther believes that. We're not a disc floating in space, so when you get to the edge of the pancake in space, you fall off into space. Nobody believes that. What right. the Flat Earth is, it's like a pond. Think of what a pond is. A pond or a lake is where water accumulates in the low spot in the land, and then the edge of the lake is just the land that's higher than the water. Okay?
Okay.
So think of the world pond. The entire world is a pond with islands. We'll call them continents. And all of the islands are surrounded by water, but all of the water is surrounded by the higher land. Do you know what the highest land on Earth is?
Like one of the mountaintops, right?
Well, mountains, you know, the high mountains are, but on average, the highest land on Earth is Antarctica. Antarctica is the shoreline that surrounds the world ocean. Antarctica is not a continent at the bottom of a ball. It is literally the shoreline that spans 60, 70, 80,000 miles around the world ocean. And Antarctica extends outwards. Every direction away from the center of the world lake is south. Antarctica is likely bigger than all of the ocean and all of the continents combined. And we live in the Antarctic Basin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I always wondered that, because something always seemed off about, like, whenever they discussed Antarctica, and it's like some stuff didn't make sense.
So the Antarctica in 1957 or 9, somewhere around there. Admiral Byrd was exploring Antarctica, and he said he found land bigger than the United States that no human has ever stepped foot on, full of resources. And then immediately after that, he was silenced. The Antarctic Treaty went into effect that basically says no person, no corporation, no country, nobody under any circumstance can explore the outer lands of Antarctica. And that treaty is in place until the year 2041, and no one can even question it. Mm. You can try to apply for a permit, which will cost you $200,000 to $2 million just to apply. And after a year, you will get denied, and right. they will keep your money.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's definitely something to look into.
So another thing on Antarctica is mm-hmm. you can go on a vacation there. You can go they have like a little sightseeing thing, and there's like 10 or 15 different companies that you can sign up with, but if you research those companies, they're all owned by a parent company. So there's one company disguised itself as 10 different competitors. And it'll cost you $10,000 to $30,000 to go there for a couple days. They'll take you to this little peninsula, which is actually very large, but they'll show you some icebergs, some penguins.
Yeah.
And they'll show you a ceremonial South Pole that you can't verify whether it's a South Pole or not, because compasses don't work, and neither does GPS. So you have no idea where you are.
Right.
There is no South Pole on the Earth.
Yeah, because it can't be not without it being a globe and no curvature and everything like that.
Right. There's so many problems with the globe. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, they tell us space is a vacuum, but we live in a high pressure system. Well, the second law of thermodynamics says you can't have high pressure or low pressure next to a vacuum. You can't have any pressure next to a vacuum without it equalizing. And that, you know, the only thing that people cling on to, like, well, gravity is holding it down. Well, I can, at any altitude, I can get a straw and I can drink water. I can suck air up through water with the weak vacuum of my lungs. So that proves that gravity is not holding anything down.
Right.
But, yeah. And then, you know, if you search Flat Earth, you know, how does gravity work on Flat Earth? Well, you get these horrible videos by Vsauce and Neil deGrasse Tyson explaining how if the world was a disc, well, not a disc, that when you walk towards the edge, you'd have to lean forward because you'd be being pulled back to the center. Nobody believes that. Gravity is just a wild theory with zero evidence of its working. As a matter of fact, science has to make up a thing called dark matter and dark energy that counts for more than 90% of gravity. And they say it has to exist, even though no one's ever seen it.
Right.
Because gravity doesn't work without it. Well, guess what? Gravity doesn't work. Gravity is not what, you know, gravity due to mass isn't what causes things to go down.
Right. And that opens eyes to a lot of different things. It's like, you know, they use a lot of different methods to deter people from what's really going on. And I've been covering a lot of that with my platform of all different truths being uncovered, you know, and that's kind of like why I named my podcast, you know, Real Talk, because there's nothing left off the table. We're here to discuss everything, even things that people were not willing to discuss.
People say, what difference does it make? Why would they go to this lie? How can they have so many people in on it? How could all the countries agree to keep this a secret? And the answer to that is, there's not the division of countries is a myth. It's a made up thing to divide the human race. Now there are some rogue leaders out there and stuff, but all of the big countries, you know, Russia, United States, China, mm-hmm. Israel, Europe, all of them are in it together. There's one big happy family just to divide the people, because if the people united, they would lose all of their power. If people discovered, hey, I'm not on a random speck flying to an infinite vacuum, which is impossible. I didn't come from a big bang where, you know, everything coalesced into gas balls and rocky balls and left a vacuum in between, which is impossible.
Right.
And lightning didn't strike and create DNA, an amoeba, which is impossible, that turned into a fish that grew legs that found another leggy fish and had a monkey, and the monkey turned into a human. That's what you have to believe if you believe in the heliocentric system, right? That you're a random accident flying through a godless or distant god universe, when in fact we are at the center of creation, of a created world. And the problem the elite have with people finding that out is, once you realize you're in a created world, there's two things. One, you realize there's a creator. Okay, who's that creator? You got to figure that out yourself. That's your own journey.
Oh yeah.
But the other thing is, find out that there's more, and that you're more powerful than they want you to know, that your thoughts create your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in your life is your fault.
That's true. You know, every mistake, yes, every choice, and all of that.
Yeah. And they want you to give up your God-given rights. No one can take away your freedom, your free will, unless you willingly give it to them. So they literally trick us all the time. They keep us in fear. I'm afraid, please protect me, government. So you give away your free will to an apparent authority, a believed authority. Nobody has authority over you. No government, no police, no nobody. If you don't break, the only laws are, don't kill anybody, don't steal from anybody, don't break anyone else's free will, and try to be good to your neighbors. That's about it. That's all you have to worry about. Nobody has control over you. The only control they have over you is in your mind. Okay?
Right.
It's just like money. Dollar bills have zero value. The only value they have is in your mind. Right?
Right.
And in other people's minds, and people will trade you for them, for these worthless pieces of paper. It's the same thing with the control of the government. Govern is to right. control. Ment is the mind.
That's
government.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because, I mean,
Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, you good. Yeah, because I always I touch on bases like that all the time. It's like, you know, your mind is ultimately what controls everything. That's what your mind is, what can hinder you. You know, if you allow all the stuff that they're spewing out to control you, then that's it.
Right. So here's the thing. Again, I was doing conspiracy podcasts, so I'm pretty open-minded, and I refuse to look into this. So getting people to literally be willing to rip their entire worldview out from underneath them, a worldview that was set in place before you can even talk, because in the children's books, children's cartoons, Sesame Street has astronauts, it's all globe programming. Kids go to school, they're taught about dinosaurs and asteroids blowing up the world, which basically instills fear in them. Every time a kid sees a dinosaur, he thinks, oh, maybe it could happen to me too. So that keeps them in a primal base of fear. And then the first worksheet they bring home from school is about sun and the moon and the orbits. And right. It's literally all to brainwash you to think that you're insignificant flying through an infinite universe. So all of this programming and all of the movies, everything, it's all globe programming. And the reason is because if everybody woke up to the flat Earth reality, then they'd realize who they are, where they are, what they are, kind of like Neo in The Matrix, the beginning.
Yeah.
His mind is trapped in The Matrix. His soul knows the truth. But then by the end of the movie, he connects with his soul. He takes back his mind and the power that it has. And he literally frees himself from this mind control matrix. And we all live in a mind control matrix. I don't think we're plugged into, like he was plugged in, but.
Right. Yeah, right.
So here's the thing. Well, Google, YouTube, all of the stuff online, they have algorithms. They don't want you finding this information. I created an app called the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. It's available on Google Play. You need an 8.0 operating system or higher, and iPhone 6 or better for Apple. And what it does is it shows you the model, how it works, how seasons work, how the sky is the perfect clock. The sun keeps track of the hours and the days. The
right.
moon and its phase and position keeps track of the weeks and the moons. There used to be 13 moons, but now there's 12 months. And then the stars keep track of the seasons and the years, and it shows you how it all works. And I have a challenge for everybody. For people that think this is crazy, I'm offering a Bitcoin. You know what a Bitcoin is, right?
Right.
Bitcoin's worth of $50,000 today. And for one proof that the Earth is a globe. But before you do that, every day on the app, a new featured video shows up. Short ones during the week, longer ones on the weekend. You have to watch the video every day for 2 weeks, or you can hit the archive and just go backwards 2 weeks. Watch 14 videos in a row. And if you think that you have a proof of the globe, you can send it to me, and you win a Bitcoin if you're right. But before you do that, you have to hit the frequently asked questions on the app. And when you hit that, it has the top 21 questions that everyone has. Like, what about eclipses? You know, why would they lie? What about seasons? What about gravity? What about satellites and GPS?
Yeah.
What about boats over the horizon? You click that, and up come videos explaining all of that, showing how you can verify it yourself. What about NASA and all the space agencies and the astronauts?
Oh, yeah.
We have video on all of that showing how that's all lies. It's all lies to control your mind. The app does a ton more, but it's $2.99. I'm not here to sell apps. I'm here to spread this message. And the app will save you what would take you 500 hours if you had the endurance to look through all of the garbage that they have online about Flat Earth. And you could find, you know, in 500 hours, you could probably find about 5 hours worth of content, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the app will deliver you that 5 hours in 5 hours. So if your 495 hours aren't worth $3, I don't think you should be even looking into Flutter if you have bigger issues.
That's definitely true.
So the last thing on the app is made by Blue Water Bay. You have to make sure it says Blue Water Bay because there are some Flat Earth Society trolls that are making apps by the same name that are literally provide you no information. They provide you disinformation. And again, it's there to gatekeep your mind. This is a war for information. And the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app will bring it to you.
That's great. Make sure y'all go get that app and try that challenge. Because, I mean,
a Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll possibly win a Bitcoin if you could do it. Well, before we go, how can people contact you via social media and overall tune into your podcast and everything?
My podcast, my Facebook page, and my Instagram are by the same name, The Flat Earth Podcast. Very easy. My YouTube channel, which is a great place to start, is the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, D-I-T-R-H, just the initials, D-I-T-R-H. Okay. And my Twitter, which is The FE Podcast. You can go there also, where a lot of my interviews are. So that's the best way. But the best thing to get is the app, the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app by Blue Water Bay.
All right. Y'all heard it here first. Once again, thanks for being on the show and giving us a lot of, to think about.
it's a lot to think about. But once you get over the fact that you've been lied to your entire life, life gets amazing. You know, I had the American dream. I worked in corporate America. I left corporate America to start my own company with a couple partners. Uh-huh. Company is thriving, and I walked away from it all to spread this message, because in these crazy times that we're in, if we ever get our freedom back, the question is, how long can we hold it if our mind is trapped in a prison flying through outer space and we don't know where we are?
That's definitely true.
All right, man.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Now it's time for Topic Drop. I'm here with my co-host,
Miss Pride.
All right. And we got a lot of dope topics to cover, so get ready. As we all know, March is named as Women's History Month. You know, we just finished up Black History Month for February, so now we're in Women's History Month. I'm going to do another two-part series. So the first series is I'm talking about tonight is the 19th Amendment. And what the 19th Amendment is it's labeled as the women's suffrage. You know, it's labeled as it gave women the right to vote, and that's what it's celebrated as. I'm here to clear the air, to go more in detail, more in context about the 19th Amendment, of what it actually did. It did start the whole movement of allowing women to vote and things like that. But what it's actually celebrated for is kind of off. I mean, it's not wrong, but it's not fully put together as it's supposed to be. So let me clarify for you listeners out there about the 19th Amendment in its full entirety. Okay. Many people, you know, are surprised to learn that the right to vote for any American is not a part of the original 18th century text of the U.S. Constitution. Later amendments established this right in reverse by clarifying ways in which it is forbidden to limit the vote. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied are abridged by the United States or by any state on the account of sex, the 19th Amendment clarified. The text of the original Constitution does not speak about voting rights. This is said by a historian by the name of Lauren Thompson in the early 20th century law at Georgia State University. That's the reference. Like, yes, there's the 15th Amendment and the 19th Amendment, but they are discussing what the states can't do to restrict voting on race and sex. Okay. So it doesn't necessarily, you have the right to vote. That's not what it did. It just stopped the discrimination of stopping people to vote based on their race or their sex, you know, their gender. As a result, states tried to get around the constitutional addition and the 15th Amendment, which banned restriction of the vote on account of race, by passing laws requiring voters to pay a poll tax or take a literacy test or stripping the vote from women who married an immigrant. You know, all that came out during the Civil War, civil rights era, with the whole poll tax and all the little other stuff they tried to implement, because those amendments were in place. So they tried to find little loopholes so they could still try to get people not to vote. And that pretty much sums up what the 19th Amendment was all about. It started things, you know, it limited the discrimination of, you know, women to vote or people of race to vote. But make no mistake, depending on where a woman lived, they were able to vote without a problem. This only took place in certain states, not all. And the 19th Amendment had to be put in place so the certain states that was doing the wrongdoing could be ratified and clarified and things of that nature.
So the 19th Amendment was there to guarantee that all women had equal rights?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It guaranteed it. You know, it put it in writing, basically. Like, without it, they couldn't move forward with, you know, how things are now. And that's the whole reason why the Constitution is just full of amendments, because the Constitution was made one way, and then over time, each person that took office, you know, found the problems with it. You know, a lot of people put their minds together, and they had to start creating amendments to change certain things and make certain other things that was already created either stronger or things of that nature. And that's the whole amendment process.
Right, so women can have some respect in the voice in government.
Exactly. All right. Moving on. Also celebrated in March is Ghana's Independence Day. And that takes place on March 6th every year. They are currently 64 years clear of independence. They gained their independence in 1957. I mean, yeah, in 1957 was the actual year, and March 6th was the actual day that they declared their independence from British rule. All right. Before that, in 1947, they kind of somewhat got some relief. They weren't fully free yet, but they were asked to be a part of the United Gold Coast, because what people don't realize, the land and area where Ghana is, it was rich in gold, rich in minerals. You know, that's the whole reason why Britain took it over, of course, you know, the Europeans and all that. Believe it or not, we are the people already had control over it. You know, there were African kings, you know, dating back to 1240 AD. But all they got taken over. I mean, it's the same situation as it's like with the whole Christopher Columbus thing, how they say, oh, he found America and all that. No, he didn't. It was Aboriginals and Native Americans already there. They came and took it over and did their little colonial stuff, you know, and that's what happened. It's the same thing with Ghana. And, you know, it was taken over. But they eventually broke away from that Gold Coast, the USGC for short. And that's how they gained their independence fully in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Real eye-opener. And as far as the name, Ghana, because it wasn't called Ghana, of course, the person who set them free, the president, I can't really say his name, but he was a doctor, and he named the country Ghana, and is named after the medieval trading empire, which was later ended. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he's the one that declared the independence and named it Ghana. And he got it from the medieval trading empire, which was ended in the 13th century.
But then there's also some other people that were involved with Dr. Kwame. Uh-huh. They're known as the Big Six.
Right.
And that includes Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, and then there's Obetes Sesbe Lamptey, and then Eko Azi, Edward Addo, and then there's two others, William Afori Atta, and then Dr. J.B. Dankwa, because they were part of the transition from colonialism to the independence for the Gold Coast as well, that worked with Dr. Kwame.
That is correct. Great point. And another thing I'm going to shed light on is their flag and what it means. Okay. You know, as we know, their flag is red, yellow, and green. All right. So the red, let me see, looking through my notes. All right. The red signifies their fight for freedom. The green signifies its bountiful of forests, because Ghana do have a lot of natural green forests. And the yellow symbolizes the natural mineral wealth found in the nation's soil. As you know, as I referred to, it was a place of a lot of gold. And little do people know, before then, it was a group of people. They was going to actually name Ghana Mena, and Mena means mine. And they were referring that because of all the rich gold and minerals that were found in the land. But
all right, so it's like aluminum and diamonds.
Yes, correct.
And oil.
Yes. Yeah, all of it. Yeah, it wasn't just gold. It was, they had the works. And you know, this is talked about a little bit in the history books. It's not shed too much light on it, because, you know, all we know is, oh, Africa is known for the diamonds and all that. Yeah, but they don't go in detail, and they don't go, you know, farther back enough for you to understand how things transpired. I don't think they start you off from when they're already taken over by the colonial people, and then after that, they let you know when they got free of the British Empire, and that's the only thing that's being told in the education system. But it goes farther and it goes deeper than that. Pretty much everything out here goes further and deeper than what you've been told or seen and things like that.
Yeah. So they just celebrate the day because they got back their land, their territory.
Yep. Yeah, it became a full republic. Mm-hmm. All right.
Very interesting.
Yep. And then for people that don't know, Ghana is considered West Africa. All right. Still dealing with different cultures and communities. Now, the next topic we're going to talk about is the Asian racism and hate.
Okay, so basically there's always been racism forever, since we all know this.
True.
We all know that racism is a system where one racial group dominates or has power over the others. And it's basically power plus prejudice. Oh. It's a horrible thing. And the coronavirus pandemic, it's been, how long has the coronavirus or the pandemic been going on? For like a year, right?
Yeah, it's been a year now. Yeah, touching March. Oh, yeah.
A year. And so, and it's been spreading rapidly in the United States for a while, as we can see, and ever since the coronavirus pandemic has been brought to our attention and has been spreading, it has brought a lot of racism in the Asian American community. I kind of want to blame this on Trump, though, for calling it the Chinese disease, because all that did was really add fuel to the fire.
Right.
And I'm saying this because Asian racism existed from when the first wave of like Chinese immigrants came to the United States in the 19th century. Uh-huh. And they came over here, you know, first in search of gold, and then they were recruited to build the Transcontinental Railroad. And I just watched the documentary, or actually I think I was watching like Ghost Adventures or something.
Right, right.
And they went back and it went to Oregon where they had recruited Asian workers to help build the railroad, but then the Asian workers suffered a lot of racism. They were there like building their own prison, so they wouldn't leave. Like first they were told like, oh, you can leave anytime, you know, when your work is done, but they ended up getting tortured, beaten, ended up building their own prisons so they could get locked there so they wouldn't leave and be held against their will. And then also as far as Asian racism, I want to say, like, and they were kind of like, in the United States, they were described as, you know, like, the first, like, there was a time I was in a nail shop.
Okay.
And the lady, she was, you know, one of the manicures, she was giving this lady a pedicure and everything like that. And the lady that she was giving the pedicure to, she was like asking the manicures, like, don't you guys eat rats and cats and dogs? Like, that's the first thing she said. And I was just like looking at her like, that is so rude.
Right, yeah, very offensive.
Rude because in the United States, you know, it's like, you're giving the stereotype of Asians being accused of eating rats and being associated with like filth and disease and like we gotta think back, like racism also started with like housing and marriages and educational discrimination.
Right.
Where like races, like populations and races were, you know, kept out of housing markets and, you know, unable to freely marry and don't have the same education that others have. Like everybody nowadays, everybody wants to say, oh, there's no no systematic racism in education and the housing market. And yes, there was.
Yeah, it was called redlining, red zoning.
Yeah, there's just like, there's a lot of documentaries. One thing you got to do is do your research, watch documentaries, and learn.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's sad to me that Asians are being picked on because of this pandemic that is going on. And there's like a bunch of like, we've had like a whole bunch of pandemics.
Right. Yeah, dating back all the way to forever.
Like, you know, the regular flu, polio, all of that. They come from every different region.
Right.
It was like different regions that they come from, but I kind of blame this from like the history of Asian racism. Uh-huh. And I kind of blame this on Trump because of him to say, oh, this is the Chinese disease. Like, who says that out loud? Like, you're adding fuel to the fire to those who already hate other cultures.
Right, yeah, that just made it worse. Like, they was already, you know, going at them because, you know, the report said that it originated from there. And
nobody can say, like, other cultures are nasty or they're filthy or they're dirty because you have to go back in research and history and the housing market. There were upper class people who signed contracts where other cultures can move into their neighborhoods. So of course you see, this is why we have you know, low income, you know, neighborhoods and things like that, and they're overcrowded is because of systematic racism.
That's right.
Very sad. And I don't, you know, and this thing in calling the coronavirus, like the Chinese virus and everything, that's racist.
Yeah, it is.
It was really racist.
Right. And then a lot of videos started spooling out, you know, different videos of, you know, putting out that message that, oh, they're dirty people and things like that. They eat all this. That's where people are getting it from. You know, the internet is really a horrible place. That's why you really have to do your research. Sometimes you have to go back into like books, you know, encyclopedias. You know, I make sure to get more than one source of information, because the internet, as we know it today, it's very powerful. A lot of things can get manipulated, changed around, edited. You know, you got Photoshop out now. You got, it's just a lot of different things and factors that play a role into spewing into people's minds to get them to act a certain way, to put out a certain message. And, you know, as I always say and stated before, there's always a hidden agenda with something. You know, people be like,
when he said it's the Chinese disease or the Chinese virus, he said that deliberately. You just go off the top and just be like, oh, well, they brought it over and all the, that's like, that's blaming another country and other people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to point the finger.
Yeah, basically like back when Ebola broke out. So what, the Africans were to blame to that? You know, I mean, you can't do that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't do that. You know, like, yet, like you said, viruses break out in different regions. It happens. You know, it has nothing to do with how clean or dirty they are. It has nothing to do with that. You know, viruses happen, diseases mutate, and it just happens. It's the way of the world and the way of life. And we just have to deal with them accordingly and, you know, find ways to properly let the people know, instead of just saying, oh, Chinese virus, African virus, you know, that's not right.
Yeah, so basically this is education stuff about the history of racism in the United States.
Yep, because it's very long. It's going to take you more than one day to, like, really do it.
Right.
Yeah, that's like a... Like, you got to do, like, a whole series. Like, that's the reason why documentaries are created, because they can't just give you one little movie or one little episode of it. They have to break it down into different parts and segments so you can fully understand how it originated, where it came from, what's being done now, and everything like that.
Yeah, so all in all, just support everyone. Everybody support each other. Support Black Americans, Asian Americans, Latin Americans, all Americans, validate them,
right,
and value all their lives.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we could all get to that point, the world would be such a better place. All right. Next topic I would like to talk about is depression in the Black community. And this has been going on for a long time. It's been going on basically being ignored, looked upon as just not a problem. You can't really say parents are to blame to this. I mean, it has to go deeper than that. It has to be like, okay, why do they feel that their child can't be depressed? Why can they feel that, oh, no, we don't get depressed. We're Black. We've been through a lot. That's not the case. I mean, yeah, we've been through a lot. There's truth to that, but that has nothing to do with, oh, you're just exempt from being depressed because you've been through a lot as a culture, as a community already. And that's just simply not true. I don't know where that false narrative came from. I don't know who originated. I don't know where it started from. Like, I tried to find evidence of it, of who was the ringleader behind it, but, you know, nothing really turned up fully. And I'm just like, I'm trying to get people to understand that, you know, this is a real situation here. It's a real problem that we need to deal with. We need to tackle face on and quit ignoring the subject that, oh, Black people don't get depressed, because that's just simply not true. You know, children, you know, that anybody, you know, whether you're a person, child, whatever, you can fall into depression. It's not your fault. You know, it's just a human mechanism. You know, we all have different emotions, you know, the different hormones that control the different emotions and what raises this and what raises that. And I'm just trying to let people understand that, you know, depression does exist in the Black community. Now, what I'm going to talk about next, a part of that is how it's being portrayed. Now, you got a lot of people that hold all this stuff in. You know why they hold this stuff in? Because, okay, you tell your problems to people, they go behind you and start gossiping and letting other people know, oh, do you hear, you know, such and such is going through this, and oh, they done lost this, and they doing this, and they acting like this, and yada, 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 you know, barbershop talk and beauty supply talk, and just, you know, it's just not right. It's, And it's the reason why a lot of people hold things in. Same thing with the whole child thing. You know, a lot of children feel they can't come to their parents about those type of situations because their parents look down on them as, no, you're not depressed and ain't nothing wrong with you, you know, and all that. And that's not the case. Like, people actually need to be heard. You know, people actually need help. Like, I think, I believe it or not, I believe depression is a form of how mental illness is created. You know, people don't just come up mental like it, that. You can't just say that. I mean, now, of course, you got birth defects and you got things like that that do happen. But you can't just tell for sure that, a mental illness just happens. No, it doesn't. It has to originate from something else. And I believe that depression does play a part in it for it to be ignored for so long or held in, because, you know, it's not healthy to hold anything in, no way. And that's just the whole situation about that.
So, and you can also get, sometimes it's like a genetic thing, can't it be?
It could be, yeah, it could be.
I mean, because you do hear about those who suffer from depression and then they find, you know, they come to find out like their parent or somebody suffered from it as well, or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the severe. Yeah, when it gets that severe, yeah, I think it does get into the genetics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, I'm just shedding the light on that. You know, it needs to be handled differently. It doesn't need to be talked about. It doesn't need to be shamed. It doesn't. You know, these people out here really need help going through something. Y'all just looking down on them like.
Yeah, don't be scared to speak your truth. Let people speak their truth and not shame them and just actually be there for them and not be like, oh, well, this is happening to me and then and then and then. Like, I mean, some people get that too. Like, you can, like, share with what's going on with you and then they'll be like, well, then they'll compare what they're going through with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To, like, kind of, like, just, like, disregard whatever you're trying to say or trying to tell them. So then, of course, the issue becomes ignored.
Right. And, you know, and that's what we're trying to get people to understand this evening, that that's not the case. You know, it really needs to be handled differently. It needs to be addressed. And that way it can be better compensated. A lot of people can get more help, feel better, and get through it, you know, because that's the only way. It can't continue to go like this. It's going to only get worse, you know? So just do better, people. You know, really listen to your peers and really look out for them and help them get the emotional support that they need, that backbone that they need. And
while we screaming Black Lives Matter, we really need to be supporting those Black lives.
Exactly. See, and that's the thing. You know, that whole black on black crime and that black hate and all that kind of stuff is like, and the whole jealousy thing and, oh, you don't want to see another brother succeed or another sister succeed and all that nonsense. Like, all that needs to be dead. Like, if you're really saying Black Lives Matter, okay, really support it. Like, don't just be like, oh, well, I stand for the movement. We fight against police brutality. That's not all it is. You know, it goes deeper than that. See, you got to do your research. You know, it goes back to, like we keep saying, do your research, you know?
Yes. Pick up a book. Education is fundamental.
Yeah, very. Which brings me to my next topic, being woke defined. And yeah, I'm really finna probably make a lot of people upset with this topic, but, you know, I don't care. This is Real Talk Live, so we're going to give it to them. And being woke defined, and what I mean by that is, you know, you got people out here that's claiming that they're woke and doing all this stuff, but they have no real references. I mean, I be listening to people all the time. You know, a lot of people be talking about different things, and, you know, some of the stuff lines up to how I talk about stuff, but they have a different method. And their method is just like, oh, in your face, here it is, and now deal with it. Okay, that's cool, but where did it originate from? What are your sources? Where are your references at? How did you come to this conclusion and all that? They just putting it out here, putting it in people's face, and they're either spreading fear in people's hearts or other type of hate or whatever, and they're not really explaining it and breaking it down. You know, you claim that you're woke by saying that, oh, well, the government does this, the government does that, the government does this, the government does that. okay, it's true. The government is very shady. Okay. It's, you know, it's controlled. And a lot of things aren't what they're seeing. And, you know, I mentioned before that, you know, our flag is really not the flag that we're supposed to have. And that, you know, America is a corporation, and, you know, instead of an actual country and government. Yeah, we know all that. Okay. But what is your take on it? Like, how you get to that point? Like, okay, you found the information. Cool. But why are you giving it to the people as if you want them to, like, start like a whole little revolution or something like that? Like, see, that's not the way to do it. You know, you can't consider yourself woke if you don't know the facts. You know, just because a specific incident or specific thing is pointed out, that doesn't make it fully true until you verify it and put it out there. You know, I actually have a former college classmate. He does that exact thing. He goes on Facebook and be like, oh, this is this. This is happening. This is happening. Like, it was one thing he was saying that he was like, Michelle Obama, you know, she's a man and this. And okay, you claim that, but what's your source? Where are you getting this information from? You know? And then when I'd be looking at the comments, he'd be fighting with people, like, literally in the comments and stuff. And they'd be like, where are you getting this information from? Like, what are your source? Then he'd be like, look it up. It's out there. Look it up. I'm like, okay, if it's out there, why aren't you able to prove it? Why aren't you able to get the proper information? You know, like, that's my thing on people saying that they're woke and stuff. Like, don't quit putting all this little stuff out here and you can't prove it or back it up.
Make sure to have your footnotes and citations.
Exactly. Like, I understand freedom of speech. I do. But at the same time, quit doing that. Like, I don't like that. That's why I don't really connect with a lot of people that say they're woke and all that, because it don't be right. They, you know, I'd be darned if I let someone come on this platform and do that. Like, that goes against everything I stand for, everything and how I operate. Like, that don't make no sense. Like, all the information that I give y'all with these topics, like, I go research it and break it down to where y'all understand it. That's just like saying, if I was a preacher, right? And just like basically a topic that we kind of covered some episodes ago, like saying that, okay, you know, the book of Revelation, okay? You know how the book of Revelation, a lot of people don't like to talk about it, and it sheds lights on how things are going and how things are to transpire, you know, so on and so on. But you can't just go out here and be like, okay, the world finna end at such and such date, and this, it's in Revelation. You know that big incident that happened with the whole tsunami or the flood? That goes back to how this happened in the Bible, and you can't do that. That's not proper information. That's not how you properly decipher that. And, you know, and it just goes back to any other topic or whatever other subject that you talk about. You know, you have to go and find the proof and actually explain it. You just can't just put it out there because, oh, you read it and that's it. Yep. So.
And also, you need to share your experiences too.
Right. Because,
your research and education.
Right.
And stop getting on the bandwagon.
There you go. I'm glad you said that. That's when anything, you know, like, oh, just because these people are doing it, oh, okay, that seems like that could be right, so let me follow them. No. Always, always have your own mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you jump off the bridge, you're going to jump off too.
Right. Like, you know, that's the whole point of why Trump's following is so big, because they just feel...
QAnon. Yeah, it's like they have like all this. Oh, this is gonna happen on this day. This is gonna happen here, and then nothing ever happens.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about. That right there. Just like what they said, they were saying that it was something that went down on March 4th. You know, and then they said Trump was gonna be back in office on March 5th. I'm like, really?
He was gonna put in place martial law if he wasn't gonna be the president again.
Right.
And then, that would never happen.
Right. And then little do they know, he's really finna, you know, he's facing like so many charges. Like, y'all, and he studied lying to the people, because like he had spoke at that CPAC thing or whatever. he talking like, oh, I'll be running again in 2024. No, you're not. You're going to be in jail. You know, so, I mean, but that's how it started. Like, that's why his following is so big, because the people are so clueless. They don't have their own mind, and they're just following the big group. You know, they're like, oh, okay, well, everything he's saying is, you know, seems to be right. So we're just going to follow him. And, you know, he says what we want to hear, you know, and all that. It don't matter if it's wrong or right. And that's why the reporters started doing what they were doing. They started interviewing those type of followers. And it was like, why do you follow Trump? And it was like, someone was like, well, I don't know. Our son was like, well, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Like, it was just a lot of different delusional. It was a lot of different delusional answers. I'm just like, is this really happening? And it was like, and the media was like, yeah, this is really happening. We're going to keep interviewing these people to see if someone eventually gives us a valid point. And a few of them, they was a little wordy. They had a little lot to say. Their reason was, well, we feel that the country needs to be ran in a different direction. And we feel that since he voices everything so clearly or whatever, we feel that he's the right person or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's a little bit more detailed answer, but it still makes no sense. You know, like they just never had no context of or a real reason why they actually follow or support Trump. Now, you got some of them, they just didn't want to say it on national television. You know, they didn't want to say, oh, well, because I'm racist and he's racist. And, you know, they didn't want to say that. But we know that's the real truth. You know, that's the reason why y'all follow, you know, that group and all that.
Yeah, just, I mean, sad world. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, like, speechless. Like, it's just a sad, sad world we live in.
Pretty much. Right.
We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters, love thy neighbor.
Yeah, all of that.
All of that, and it is not what we're doing at all.
Mm-hmm. And they wonder why certain stuff happened the way it happened.
But we are not doing that at all.
Yeah, just like the whole false narratives that I covered before with the whole, you know, with the whole voting thing. And well, it was like, because like what's going on now? A lot of people in the Black community right now, they feel that, you know, Biden's not doing anything. See, I'm tired of people saying, well, these
got in there. He got to clean up Trump stuff before he can do anything. What are they talking? He just got in there.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I had saw something like a couple days ago. It was like somebody had made a.
Do they need him to go get like the unicorn in the back room and the magic wand?
Yeah, magic school bus.
And everything just gonna be magically just all together and wonderful and rainbows and cotton candy, clouds and riddles falling down and Charlie and Chocolate Factory. I mean, that's what people want. Like, in just the little time he's been in there, like, it's not, no.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. People don't know how stuff work. And they, because look, somebody made a post. It was an actual woman, of course. And she was like, can somebody from the, Black.
Of course, an actual woman, of course.
Well, she was the one that, she was the one that made the post. Okay, it was the woman that made the post. And then, that's all I'm saying. But, no, the post was, she said, can someone from the Black Lives Matter community let me know what has Biden done for the Black community? And then I started reading all the comments. They was like, nothing. And it was like, well, he gave us shirts. And then the other people was like, well, he got Kamala Harris in there. So that's what he done for us. And that's all he's going to do. And it's just a whole bunch of other nonsense. And I'm like, why does this happen every time we get another president in office, y'all feel that y'all supposed to get a handout or some type of thing magical is supposed to happen? Like, I'm sick of that happening.
America's lazy.
Right. Like, they want everything gave to them. Them the type of people that do this and put that narrative out there. Yeah, I saw that. I got, like, super heated because it happens every single year. I mean, like, what had they done for the Black community? What had they done for the Black community? What had they done? I'm like, why? What do y'all want them to do? What do you want?
Instead of complaining about what have they done, what have you been doing?
Right. Like, are you a part of a social group? Have you started a nonprofit to, you know, better your community? Have you been talking to your city leaders and officials? Have you been voting every year like you're supposed to? Have you been voting in the city elections? Have you been voting in the government elections? Have you been voting in the state elections? Have you been up to date on how the whole how the whole translation go with the whole Congress and the stuff like that down that happens in Austin? Like, do you know any of this stuff? Like, why, what? I don't understand. Like, I be really want to ask these people, what do you want? What are y'all talking about? What do y'all want for the Black community? Like, what is it? Like, what is it? I don't know. It just gets me hot every time it happens, because it happens every single year.
I don't know. I just want for all communities that does be treated equal.
Yes.
The same opportunities, because yes, there's still systematic racism going on. Mm-hmm. And everybody just to be treated kind at all times.
Right. That's all. That's all we want. I mean, and if y'all don't want that, then I don't know what y'all want. Like, because it makes no sense that y'all always had this complaint. They're not doing anything for the Black community.
But at first, it starts with you.
Exactly.
It starts with you first.
Yeah. If you wanna change something, you have to.
You gotta be the change.
Yeah. You got to start. It starts with you. You know, just like how when Biden was first running, campaigning, a lot of Black celebrities, you know, actually sat down with him and had meetings, and they was like, you know, well, I think this and this should happen. We got this movement that we're doing, and we would like to know your input on it, and we would like to add your, you know, your thoughts with it and stuff like that. See, they actually took the time to
have a productive meeting to share ideas and see if they can come together and put something in place.
Yeah. And that's why he Biden on his administration, he actually has an active person that monitors everything that goes on, you know, when it pertains to the, you know, the whole Black culture and everything. He has someone that updates him and briefs him on everything that's going on, whether a new systematic situation has happened, a riot, or just some type of wrongdoing. He's updated on every little thing that's going on in the Black community. But oh, I bet y'all didn't know that, did y'all? So it is what it is. All right. Next topic I want to talk about is the Church of Business. And I really got to break this down, because a lot of people really don't know. Some people feel the church is a business. Some people feel the church is just a church. And that's why the whole, you know, war came out with the whole paying tithes and all that. You know, we covered this before, like, either maybe a season or two seasons ago, but they don't understand. They don't like, is the church a business? Like, what are we doing here? And I'm going to break it down. I'm going to simplify it right here. If the church you attend or follow, if that church feels like it's business oriented, then that's not a good thing, because the church is not a business. Okay. A lot of people say it is, but it's not. Okay. It's supposed to be a nonprofit, you know, and there's business stuff that goes along with that, but that doesn't make it a business. You know, it's still supposed to be Bible-based. It's still supposed to follow the actual morals, codes, and laws like that. When they get to talking about all these different little business things, you know, with the whole capital and all that, then that's getting outside context. That's just somebody that's like after money. They're just using money for normal natural gain, and that's not the case.
What do you mean the capital?
Huh?
Wait, say it again. What do you mean the capital?
The capital, like, hold on, I'm pulling up the notes now.
Because the church is supposed to be a dwelling where you're supposed to get taught in the Bible. If you don't understand it, or you don't seem to understand it, so you're supposed to go there and get an education basically on it so you can better understand it.
That's right. Yeah, because like this guy, he's a business executive. His name is Manny Arango. And he was saying, why are some churches, he said, why do they feel that leadership is talked about in this way when they talk about productivity? systems, return on investment, capacity, quarterly goals, and stuff like that. He's like, those words just aren't in the Bible, you know? And he was like, that, he said, that's, he said, if they get to talking like that, then they're.
I think to me, if the church gets to talking like that, that's, they're talking about the growth of the church, and that's when the building fund comes in, so the church can be bigger to
fit. Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's a great point. That's the next thing I was going to cover. And it's like, you know, that's the whole point of, you know, them expanding and doing their services, you know, because each church has different ministries, outreach ministries that handle different stuff. And, you know, there's business behind it. You know, there's business with everything. But it's just, we're trying to let y'all know that don't think that, oh, the church is a business and we shouldn't be doing this or we shouldn't be doing that. That's not the case. That's not where we're letting you know. We're letting you know that, you know, there's business behind everything, but you can't just deem the church as a full-on business, you know, corporation kind of thing, because that's not the case. See, if they're getting to talk about that, just as Ms. Pryor said, you know, that's about the whole building fund and expansion and, you know, what where the money's being allocated and stuff like that, you know, the whole finance stuff. That's all good. But if they're implementing it and like trying to preach it to you as if it's like, you know, word and in the Bible, and then see, that's where the falseness comes in at. And that's what I'm shedding light on. Because with the whole leadership, you know, in the church, you should be emphasizing integrity, discernment, discipleship, accountability, sin, spiritual depth, and more. You know, it shouldn't be gave to you as if, oh, the church is like a multi-million dollar business or something like that. And, you know, that's not the case. It shouldn't be that way. You know, a lot of churches, you know, they're fully successful, you know, big following, and they're able to do a lot of stuff. And, you know, they gained a lot of.
It's like they have some pastors where, okay, say you're a pastor of a church and say you're having like this big revival or. Mm-hmm. You know, some type of event, and you ask another pastor to be a guest speaker. There's some pastors that actually sit up and charge the other church. And then there's pastors that do it for free.
That's right. See,
that's the difference that you're talking about, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. There you go. I'm glad you. That's another point. That's a good point that you brought up. You know, it shouldn't be like that. Like if they're going about themselves as if they're like a full on public figure, like artist type or public speaker or something like that, you know, you shouldn't charge for those services, especially charging another church. Now, you know, they're going to compensate you, of course, you know, don't just sit out. Well, if y'all want me to speak here, I charge this much. Don't ever do that. I mean, they're going to give you something. They understand that it's, you know, it's your time. You know, they're going to compensate you for your time. They always do, you know, whether it's pay for your travel or whatever the case may be. But don't just go out front. Well, if y'all want me to speak here, I charge this much. Or if you want me to do this, I charge this much and all that. And it shouldn't be like that. And if you have a pastor that's doing that, then that's just not right.
Yeah, so we're basically paying for all his bills, including the church.
Yeah, and it's just like the whole...
coming from a different place.
Yeah, just like the whole incident with Clef O'Dollar those years ago when he asked his congregation to buy him a private jet.
For what?
So I guess he could live up to his name since his last name is Dollar. I mean...
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, and he, now the thing about it, see, it made me mad because he's actually a good preacher. Like he, you know, he was good. He was in the Bible, but he started, I guess, started being money hungry or something. I don't know. He started trying to live a certain lifestyle, I guess. Yeah, because he, you know how churches do when it's the pastor's anniversary or the pastor's birthday, and you know how they be like, if you can, you know, can you give a little something towards that? You know, that's fine. You know, that's fine. But no, he took it. I mean, he literally just, he preached a sermon one day and was like, guys, you know, we've been here, you know, going through a lot of things and everything is good. And I would like for y'all to, you know, blessed me with a private jet. If y'all would like to donate to that, please notate it on the offering envelope. But I was like, are you crazy? Are you serious? Like, ever since that happened, they took him off TV. Like, he I don't even know if he's still preaching.
Still on TV.
Oh, he still is?
They show him on, like, TBN and some other little ones, like, really, really late.
Oh, I wonder is it new? I wonder is it new, though.
Like, but, like, they,
Cause
I was, they show him. I just seen his name come across on the guide when I was watching TV over the weekend.
Oh, well, I guess they still show him, but like, I mean, but I know it was one network that took him off, though. It was one network that did it. I don't remember which one, but yeah, it was crazy. Like, because I told you, he was a good pastor and everything was straight. And then he just came out and asked the congregation for a private jet.
Yeah, I guess he ran out of his retirement money. I don't know. That's crazy. Yeah. He got all these books and stuff he wrote.
Know what I'm saying? Like I told you, he was a good pastor. And I'm like, why would you? I don't know.
Bring it back to like 1992 all the way to.
Right.
2003 and so on.
Yeah. And, you know, and then it's the same thing with T.D. Jake. You know, he didn't really do nothing wrong, but they felt that he started being more business oriented, you know, especially when he had that, when he did that talk show that he had, and then a lot of other stuff.
He's helping people. I don't see that with him.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. They a lot.
People, he's actually like, he's doing what a pastor is there to do, like help counsel.
Right.
So learn and. So I don't understand that.
Yeah, and then another thing that they fought him for is, you know, of course he has multiple locations, you know, multiple churches, right? And they
okay, just used one of his locations. He's just now using one of his locations as one of the COVID testing.
Exactly, sites. Exactly. And but no, another thing they fought him for is that you're right. There's nothing wrong with it. And then another thing that they fought him for is his church doesn't have, you know, any ministries. They, you know, like how some churches have food pantries and all that and stuff like that. They feel that, well, why he doesn't have any ministries,
he probably writes a big check once a year to whatever.
Exactly. See, they don't know the inside story.
About that.
Right. They don't know the inside story. Like, I mean, it's crazy. I'm just like, y'all leave T.G. Jake alone, man. He's straight, you know. But that's what happened. That's what they fought him for. It was a whole little big outlash about that. I was just like, really? Y'all doing this?
He's using the COVID sites over there.
Mm-hmm.
They're using his parking lot on the COVID sites.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey, I guess it dates back to people being haters, you know? So, that's that. Well, we're going to go to our last topic of the night, and that is, is there an excuse to cheat? Okay. Yep. Here we go. We got to go there. might strike a nerve with this one. Might not. We don't know. But I came across this topic because it's been a debate out there, and they feel that women do certain things, and it's the reason why they get cheated on. And I'm just like, here y'all go. Don't go there. You know, when y'all get to messing with the women, y'all know they come back harder. Y'all sit there looking stupid after they make a fool of you. And you know, I'm like, do y'all really want to start this debate? And I'm just like, let me go and jump in on this and try to clarify some things, because I mean, the way y'all going about it is not good. You know, you get to messing with these women, they get to going off. But let me explain. Certain men, I don't know the percentage or how many men actually feel this way, but they feel that when a woman is not as intimate with them as they once was, they feel that something's wrong. they automatically feel, oh, she's cheating, or they automatically feel that, you know, she just doesn't, you know, want to do it anymore, or whatever the case may be. So they feel like, well, since I'm not getting it from her, let me go get it from somewhere else. And I'm going to shut that down right now, because that's just absolutely wrong. There you can't go about that. You know, we talk about this all the time with all the little relationship topics that we've covered. We cover, you know, communication is key. You know, figure out what's going on. You know, like, voice how you feel. Don't just, oh, well, she's doing this. Let me go do this. Let me go find what I'm looking for. Let me, you know, don't do that. You know, just like how they always say, you know, don't cheat, just leave. And that's still a true statement. But they're not even looking at it like, they just like, oh, well, she not giving me none no more. So I need to go get it from somewhere else. I still want to be with her, though, but you can't do that either. That's wrong. You know, I'm pointing out every single wrong point that y'all doing. And y'all just trying to, you know.
Some of y'all cheat because y'all don't have another home to go to. So you try to stay with the one that's still providing you a home.
There you go.
We're done with a whole other subject.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That is a whole other subject. yeah, which we're going to, you know, we're going to tie that into this one, too. but yeah, it's like, don't do that. Like, you know, maybe, like, I understand how you feel. But like I said, you got to communicate how you feel and see what's going on. You know, she could be going through something, and she could, you know, you need to be her comforter, her shield, or whatever. And you just going off, oh, well, she not doing this, she not doing that. Let me go find somebody who will, and all that kind of crap. And, you know, it's a lot of things that we can blame, you know, for this narrative. You know, music got a lot to do with it. TV got a lot to do with it. You know, a lot of different things got a lot to do with it. You know, it's a whole list, but still, it don't make it right. You know, two wrongs don't make it right. One wrong and a right don't make it right. Like, you know, y'all just got to stop doing that. Like, just stop. Like, there is no, like, to answer the question, there is no excuse to cheat. I'm going to say it again. There is no excuse to cheat. Because, like,
if you're cheating, you're still trying to find yourself. And that means finding somebody that you feel, I guess, someone's will complete you. You're still trying to find yourself. And you're still out there cheating. You ain't ready. You ain't ready for a relationship. You just ain't ready.
Yeah, so stop playing with these people's minds, emotions, and hearts, and just stay single and, you know, casually date, but don't get serious because you're not ready. Like, quit involving people, quit straddling the fence, quit tagging people along, quit doing that. Like, you know, you're messing people up, you know, psychologically, physically, and everything like that. Like, just, you know, stop being a rolling stone. Stop laying your head everywhere. Just stop. You know?
When you become one with somebody, and that means, like, get intimate and have intercourse, and become one with that person, and you don't want to be leaving a piece of yourself with everybody
at all, because it thins you out eventually, and you wither while you feel all these different emotions, or you act out a certain way, or you start acting totally different because a piece of you is somewhere else, and now you have that piece of them along with you. You know, that's the whole point when we covered it with the whole soul ties and emotional ties and things like that. You know, that stuff exists. That stuff is real. That's why you're supposed to find a mate and try to be with that one mate, especially if you don't have sex with them, you know? Okay, a lot of people don't follow that, of course, you know, modern day times and whatnot. But, I mean, it's just, that's what you're supposed to do. Don't be out here just, you know, giving it to everybody, trying to figure things out. That ain't how you figure things out, you know? So, which brings to the other part of the topic, you know, with the whole, you know, how some men just want to take away from the table instead of providing, or do like a false hope, false dream kind of thing, just to get their way in good with the girl. And then, you know, they just all the while, they just want the girl to take care of them while they just do nothing. And, you know, that plays a role too. You know, that's another wrong that I'm pointing out, you know. And they was like, well, why is he doing this? You know, he's a guy. He's supposed to be on our side. No, I don't. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. You know, we're not picking sides. I'm not saying, oh, the women are always right. I'm not saying the men are always right. But I'm pointing out all y'all wrongs, you know, as men right now, because y'all can't be doing just doing this to women, and y'all wonder why the women act a certain way, and you wonder why a lot of women are damaged goods, and you wonder why it'd be so hard for you to try to convince a woman that you right because, you know, somebody else done some nonsense and, you know, so on and so forth. Just like it was
a, like the meme, they'll say, she wears fake hair, fake lashes, and fake booty, but they want a real man. Yeah, we still waiting for the real man. We might have like artificial stuff or makeup or whatever. That's what we attracted. That's how y'all got attracted to us in the first place. But what about bringing something to the table, putting something on the plate, and being a real man? Be a real man. Do some real man stuff. Grown people stuff.
Yeah, see, they don't like that.
We don't want to be brain dead. We want to get some butterflies still.
Yeah, there you go. See, they don't like that part. They don't like that one bit. But it has to be talked about. Like, it has to be addressed. Like, y'all can't just be out here doing this and expect for everything to be all, you know, rosy and stuff. It doesn't work that way. You have to play your part. Just like a topic that we covered, you know, some time ago, you know, with the whole gender roles and all that, you know, I mean, that's not really necessarily needed for a successful relationship, but it still plays a factor to some extent, you know, and y'all got to play y'all part, you know, regardless of who the breadwinner is, whether she's the high breadwinner or not, it doesn't matter. You still got to play your part. You know, don't just be out here leeching off people and doing this or be like, oh, well, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this for you. Oh, and then when she give you the chance, oh, I guess that was a lie. Oh, I'm going to do it. Just give me more time, baby. Just, you know, I'm going to get it together. And they never do.
America is lazy.
Yes, it is. just like the people that I can't stand. Like, it's a lot of people, you know, I guess in my age bracket that I've been seeing. There's a lot of them. All they do, you know, they stand with girls and stuff and all that. The girls taking care of them and whatnot. But all they do is smoke and play the game every day. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't be liking it when the women allow it. It'd be a lot of women that actually allow this nonsense. Like, I don't understand. I mean,
it ain't forever.
Right. It'd be people like, I'm feeling like they 30, like 35, 36 doing this. Like, I understand the whole little high school phase. We not talking about that. Cause y'all don't know what real love is yet. No way. We talking about like these people that's almost pushing 40, and you still on this kid stuff. You still in a 20-year-old mind. You know, you just
because when you get old, up in age, when you like 70s, 80s, and your bowel movements don't move the way they used to, and you need somebody to wipe your butt, you don't have to have a home health nurse when you could have had a whole wife the whole time taking care of you, making sure you're getting the right medications. And now you're sitting up lonely in the bed.
Right.
Like, having somebody change your diaper.
Right, like your only companion is a nurse or a home healthcare aide and all that. Like, you don't want to be like that. You don't want to be like that. Come on now. The ultimate goal is to find a wife. Okay, you know. I mean, you can't do it. You can't just do that. Like, stop doing this stuff. Stop going by what society say and all this, because you know a lot of people do that too. Well, I'm supposed to be married by this age, or I'm supposed to do this by this. No, you don't. Everybody has their own pace, you know. If it's your time, it's your time. If it's not your time, it's not your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hey. That's all I can tell you.
And the women too, you gotta bring more to the table than just your looks.
Right.
As well.
Yeah, your looks and all the twerking and stuff. Like, okay, can you actually cook? Can you provide a meal? Can you do this? Can you do the home stuff? You know, as we mentioned before, you know, with, you know, women, they supposed to be real cleanliness and things like that. You know, we're not saying that men aren't, because men are supposed to too. Because if a man's not clean, you cannot attract a good woman, and so on and so forth. So, you know, all in all, just get it together, people.
Yeah,
both ways. Yep. So that's pretty much it. Well, that wraps up tonight's show. Stay tuned for the outro. All right. That pretty much wraps up tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed our special guest, Flat Earth Dave, and everything that was discussed. I hope y'all go try to do that challenge so you can have a chance at trying to win one Bitcoin, as well as taking advantage of the app and getting all the necessary information about the topic that we discussed, which is about Earth being flat. If you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, music guest, or if you have topics you want to submit, simply email the show at brealtalklive@yahoo.com. DM the show on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, that's at @realtalklivedtx. That's Instagram at @brealtalklive. If you want to support my nonprofit organization, Brother and Blur Entities, you can do so by hitting the support this podcast button, in which three monthly options will come up, which you can cancel anytime. Select one, and those monthly proceeds will go towards Braylon Blair Entities. Another way will be PayPal by using the email BraylonBENT@yahoo.com, as well as Cash App, which is $BraylonBlairENT. If you are using PayPal or Cash App, make sure to put in the memo whether you want it to be a general donation or if you want it to go to Project Helping Hand, which is our initiative that's going to help end homelessness permanently. Any businesses out there looking to take advantage of our Radio Spot commercial service, you can do so by contacting the show via email or social media by picking a 1 minute, 3 minute, or 5 minute increment Radio Spot commercial. Prices vary depending on which one you pick and as well as the rotation. Lastly, calling all independent artists out there, if you're looking to double your royalties in any form or fashion, you can have your songs submitted to the Real Talk Radio playlist, which will publish every Wednesday that an episode is not airing. So not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday will be the first publishing of Real Talk Radio playlist. Just email your songs to brealtalklive@yahoo.com. Then you will get instructions on how to pay and process the $10 submission fee, in which those proceeds go towards my nonprofit organization, Braylon Blair Entities.
If you want to get your resume professionally written, you can contact me at Randy Richardson, Resume Writer, on Facebook. I am an experienced recruiter, and I've found the right candidates for every type of job. I've matched them with specific jobs from numerous different industries. And as I also specialize in writing the perfect resume. I also keep in mind that employers receive several applications each day. So when I write even the resume and cover letters, I prepare them to make them favorable and making a wonderful impression, using certain words that they're looking for in the resume database or applicant database. So if you need your resume written professionally, hit me up at Randy Richardson Resume Writer on Facebook, also known as Keep Calm and Call a Resume Writer.
All right. Make sure to take advantage of those services and let's get it. Next episode will be airing March 21st. That's a Sunday. The Real Talk Radio first ever playlist will be published March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. It'll most likely be in the evening. A definite time hasn't been determined yet, but once it is, it will be showcased across social media. But all in all, I hope you enjoyed the topics that we discussed for you. I hope you enjoyed our special guest, Flat Earth Dave. Make sure to check him out on his podcast, the Flat Earth Podcast. Make sure to go support the other podcasts that I shout out in the intro, Them Damn Millennials and the Off the Liquor Podcast. Make sure to support my nonprofit, Braylon Blair Entities, the other nonprofits that I mentioned, you know, the South Oakcliff High School Band Booster. That's a part of the New Soul of the South marching band. Blind Lives Matter. And that's that. As you know, always, I look forward to expressing the real. Until next time, peace.